So you may have had an experience lately if you're sending off a child to camp, like some of the people here, including myself, that you may have heard the child be excited and they're looking forward and this is going to be the best experience and it's so much fun and it's going to be great and I'll see my friends. And they're really eager to go. And finally they're taking them and bring them to the airport and they're going to go on the plane. And they've been looking forward to this for months, and all of a sudden, as they're getting onto the plane and going through, they start crying, "No, I miss you," whatever. And what do you mean, crying? What are you crying? You've been begging for this for the last 3 months. This is all you talked about. You know you're going to have a good time. You're not going to miss home. So what are you crying about? So it's a good question. So we're gonna try to explain the answer to the question with this maral that explains the Chazal. Chazal say that we're in the time now between Shavuos HaBetamuz and Tisha B'Av. It's called Bein HaMetzarim. And Chazal say that on Shavuos HaBetamuz, five things happen to Klal Yisrael, and on Tisha B'Av, five things happen to Klal Yisrael. The five things that happened on Shavuos HaBetamuz, the first of the five, is that it was Neshtabru al Luchos. The Luchos were broken. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He saw that they did the Chet HaEgel, and he broke the Luchos. The first of the five, which is the Shoresh of Tisha B'Av, is that the Meraglim came back on the day of Tisha B'Av and told the story of what they saw, and they discouraged Klal Yisrael from entering into Yisrael. And Chazal say that at that time, Klal Yisrael cried when they heard, and that was the shirish of the cries that Klal Yisrael will continue to have on Tisha B'Av. But we'll continue to have on Tisha B'Av until today. So, one could ask a question. And the question goes like this. Really, so the shirish of Shavuos HaBetamuz is the Egel. The shirish of Tisha B'Av is the Meraglim. So which is worse, the Egel or the Meraglim? I mean, the Egel is Avodah Zarah, and it seems like the Egel would have been a lot stronger of a Chet. The shirish of the Chet, and the Meraglim, Lashon Hara, whatever the Chet of the Meraglim was exactly. A little bit of a, they weren't so eager to go into Eretz Yisrael. But it would seem like the chet of the Egel is a lot worse. So we know that Tisha B'Av is a lot worse than Shavuos HaBetamuz. So why is it that the chet of the Meraglim was so severe and so much worse than the chet of the Egel that in the shirish of the chet of the Meraglim is the shirish of Tisha B'Av, which is the source of all tragedies of Klal Yisrael, much more so than the chet of the Egel, which we would think is a lot worse. And the second point is that Chazal don't even say that the Shoresh was that they did, that they listened to the Lashon Hara, they were makabel the Lashon Hara. Chazal make a dogesh, they emphasize the Bechia. Klal Yisrael cried. And then it says, that's going, oh, I'm going to get you back. Like, oh, you cried, so you're going to, there's going to be cries for Doris. I mean, Chazal are saying something that the Shoresh of the Dovdar, the emphasis here is the crying. Why is the Shirish Adavar and the emphasis placed on the crying of Klal Yisrael? So, Bechol, in the concept of Shavuos HaBetamuz until Tisha B'Av, so the Maral explains is that all the inyanim of Shavuos HaBetamuz were the Haschala. It wasn't the end of the Puranius. It was the Haschala. There was let's say it was Batal the Tamid, but there was still a Beis HaMikdash. And then on Tisha B'Av, the Mikdash was burnt, or it was Hufkai here. They breached the walls into the city. That was the beginning. And then the Beis Mikdash was burnt. Even the Shviras Haluchais, but they got a Luchas Shnias. So it wasn't something which was set in stone. But Tisha B'Av made was a gemar of the process, and it set everything in stone. And it, one step further is the following. That the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu originally in Klal Yisrael was, Klal Yisrael, you don't belong in Mitzrayim. So let's make, we're going to have to do a process here. And the process is going to be, we have to make you into the Am Hashem. There was a Bechira of Klal Yisrael. I'm choosing you. And we have to make you the Am. And then you're going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to bring you to me. And you're going to get the Torah. And then we're going to go and find our land in Eretz Yisrael. And this is going to be the makeup of Klal Yisrael. And the makeup of Klal Yisrael was supposed to be that we come, become Hashem's nation, and we get the Torah, and we get Eretz Yisrael. And just like it never changed that we left Mitzrayim, and it never changed that we got the Torah, no matter what happened, all the Golias, we have the Torah. Because that was part of the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And anything which was part of the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim defined who Klal Yisrael was. It was supposed to be the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. We were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that would have defined who we are as a people. We are the people that have left Mitzrayim. We are the people that got the Torah, and we have Eretz Yisrael. But they came back from the Raglan, and what happened? Kadosh Baruch said, no. These people, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. The next generation will go into Eretz Yisrael, but you aren't going into Eretz Yisrael. That means that going into Eretz Yisrael is not defining Klal Yisrael anymore. It's a new thing. The people who left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim, and they got the Torah, and that's who Klal Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael, that's not part of you anymore. Eventually you'll go, but you may leave, you may get exiled, you may not stay there forever. So there was the essence of Klal Yisrael changed. Essence of Klal Yisrael became divorced from having Eretz Yisrael. Why did that happen? It happened because they listened to the Lashon Hara. Why did that happen? So the Maharal says, because they cried. He says, why does someone cry? He says, they cried because they felt that even if you tell someone, like the child that we described in the beginning, camp is gevaldik and he wants to go. But when you're not home, you cry when you leave home. Because home, you're comfortable. Home is that's who you are. That's part of, and when you have to go away from home, you cry. Even if it's going to be better there and you're going to be comfortable there, but home is part of who you are, and when you leave home, you cry. And Klal Yisrael, when they heard they have to go into Eretz Yisrael, they started crying. That was a statement that we really don't belong there. That's not really our home. That's not really who we are. We're not so much want to be there. That's a land that's all about Ruchnias. It's a land all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a land that everything that goes on, you know, look, maybe we got mitzvahs, we got the Torah, but to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is going to define every single aspect of your life as a Ruchnias, they weren't ready for that. And therefore there was a bechia, because they didn't want to leave the life of Mitzrayim. And that defined who they were. When a person cries, it's so deep, because they don't even know why they're crying. They're crying because they're leaving home. So if they cried because they didn't want to go in Eretz Yisrael, that means that they didn't feel that was their home. A statement of a Klal Yisrael saying, that's not my home. I don't belong there. That's not part of who we are. That made that Eretz Yisrael is not part of the definition of Klal Yisrael. And Mimela, the next generation went in, but they didn't go in. And that's the cry. So when the child wants to go to camp, but he's missing home. And that was the problem with Klal Yisrael at that time, is that it's not just the chet. So if you want to know what happened at the eagle, the eagle was a Yetzer Hara, and the eagle, they thought that they could serve Hashem this way, they thought they could serve Hashem that way, and it was a very bad Avera. It's a terrible Avera. It's a Avodah Zarah. But it didn't redefine who Klal Yisrael is. But the Bechia was defining them. The Bechia that they had when they heard, and we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. They cried. They cried about going into Eretz Yisrael. Crying about a cry. A cry means you really, really, it's not just a Yitzhahara. It's not just, you know, oh, this looks gishmak. You're crying about it. Crying means you really, that's not who you are. That redefined Klal Yisrael. Now you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. You can't be there. And now, La'olam Void, Klal Yisrael, you're not going to have a place. You're going to have to go to Golos. You're going to have to be there. Because you just made a statement that that's not who you are. That's not who we are as a people. We don't have that we don't have that kedusha of Eretz Yisrael as part of us. And therefore, lo'olam va'ad, they could be galus. So when and that's why all the things that have to do with Shavas Batamas, those things were the aschala. You could always fix them. You could always fix the problems. Because it wasn't definitive of who they are. There was a chet here and there was a chet there. But it was just the beginning. But Tisha B'Av, that's the Gemara of the Peronius, because that's the break. That's when we broke off. We were redefined as a different type of person. So now let's think about it. So what do Chazal tell us? Chazal tell us that because they were boicheh b'chiyah shel chinam, because they were boicheh at that time, so ani ekvel lachem b'chiyah l'doros. That day is going to be a day of b'chiyah l'doros. Again, so what's the emphasis on the b'chiyah? What's the midah k'neged midah? No, it's understandable that if there's a b'chiyah and we're saying it in this light, so that means that this is going to be the day that there's going to be constant galus. There's going to be constant. You're not going to be attached to Eretz Yisrael. And there's going to be constant churban. What's the emphasis of the b'chiyah? And based on what we're saying, what's also the tikkun? The Rav Dessler writes unbelievable zach. He says that Chazal are not telling us like what would sound almost like a childish, you know, I'll get back at you. You made me cry, I'm going to make you cry. That's not what's happening. That's not what Chazal mean to say. Chazal are saying is that since Klal Yisrael was boicha, so in order to be mesakin that, they have to be boicha again. If Klal Yisrael cried about not going to Eretz Yisrael, so what's going to send the message back to Kodesh Baruch Hu to fix that? How are we going to say that no, the tikkun is that we do want it, we want it to the point that no, if we don't have it, we're missing something. It's not just extra. This life of Ruchnias, this Kuvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you can only have in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just an extra. It's not just something, you know, it would be a nice thing to have. It defines who we are, and if we don't have it, we're missing something. How do you know if that's what it is? If you cry about it. Someone that cries, they don't just cry because they would have loved, I would have loved to win that prize and I didn't win it. You cry. No, you don't cry about that. But if a person had something that was precious to them and it was taken away and they can't have it anymore, then they could cry about it because they're missing something. So if Eretz Yisrael is an extra credit thing and it's nice and I would love to be there and you know I'll go, you know, we'll go for this and for that and we'll visit and it's a nice thing to have, then if you don't have it, you don't cry. If there's a b'chiyah l'doros, HaKadosh Baruch Chazal are saying that the only way to send that message back and fix the problem is you have to cry about it now. You cried about having it in the midbar. So what's the tikkun? The tikkun is that when you don't have it, then you have to cry about it. That when you don't have it, and that you're missing it, it has to be so part of you that by that the yearning to get it back is going to ma'ir a bechi. It's going to ma'ir crying from you. And that's that was, according to Rav Dessler, not just an oynesh. Not just a punishment, you'll have a b'chiyah. It's giving us a clue of how to do the tikkun. What do we have to do to fix the problem? If there was a b'chiyah that made us go into the galus, so the only way to come back to it is be boicha to have it back. The Chasam Sofer even puts it into the pasuk. Amazing pshat in the pasuk. He says that Chazal Darshan says Vatisa Kol Ha'eda Vayitnu Es Koilam. So there's one phrase that says Kol Ha'eda they Vayitnu Es Koilam. It's a language of you know they screamed out Vayifku Ha'am Balai Lahu, and then they cried. So Chazal say that there was a b'chiyah l'doros. So he asks Akasha, L'chor, it's not a good drasha in the pasuk because that's Vayifku Ha'am Balai Lahu. Normally we darshan Ahu and not only Ahu. So why would we darshan and say, no, it was a b'chiyah l'doros? The pasuk is saying the opposite. The pasuk is saying they cried then, but maybe not l'doros. So he says, there's taka two types of people. The oynish was because vayifku ha'am b'lai lahu. They taka only cried then. Meaning to say, but in the galus they didn't cry. That was the whole problem. The whole problem was because they were only crying b'lai lahu. We're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you're not going to have Eretz Yisrael forever now. Okay, so now we're crying, but we're not going to cry then. So the tikkun is, if they were vayivku b'lai lahu, then the tikkun is, that has to be a b'chiyah l'doros to fix that. that it can't just be Balailahu. It has to be that there was a Bechila Dairis that Klai Yisrael is going to cry and yearn for it again. So what's the Avoida? We're talking on Shabbos, like, is the Avoida to be sad? What's the Avoida? The Avoida is not to be sad about, you know, necessarily in terms of like, oh, you know, what happened. It's to understand and to internalize that the Bechia is, I wish I could have it. I want more of that. I want to feel that, and it should be part of the person. So every time a person, in a way, in these days, a person takes a moment to think about, what type of challenges do I have in my ruchnis? What type of challenges do I have in any single thing? I can't get my geshmak in my learning. I can't daven properly the way I want to. I'm faced with this type of challenge and that type of challenge. And every challenge in ruchnis is because of our distance and our standing far away and are not, you know, tapping into understanding the reality of what ruchnias is. It's kind of like an idea, and it's very, very not real for us. And all of that is because we're not there. And all of that is because we're missing it. And if we put that to become part of the person, and it's not just, you know, waiting for Mashiach would be great if that comes, but it's not just great if it comes. It's that we're missing something now. And that hergish that a person's missing something now is ma'ir them into a bechia and says, I'm crying because I don't have something. It's not just I'm sad. That's the tikkun of the whole chet. That's undoing what happened. What happened was Klai Yisrael thought at that time that it would be better for them not to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they cried about going to Eretz Yisrael. Their pneumius was like such that they didn't want it. And then a person could change that. And a person can create it within themselves, a desire, an inner desire that's real, that's going to be ma'ira bech in them, that they're missing this. That's the tikkun, that's the avoida of these days, is to tap into one akuda. Think about one inyan in a struggle that a person has, in whatever inyan it is. And it says, I wish that I didn't have that problem. And that could help a person realize that that's what we're missing. What we're missing is that we can't even, you know, the most basic elements of ruchnias are so, you know, not tangible for us. And we're missing that hashpa. That could be ma'ir us, a little bit of an inner chuka, an inner desire to have it. That the begeder of a bechia, now would be the tikkun of the chet that Kadosh Baruch is waiting to have. Then Mr. Shem will be ma'ir the show us that Hashem Kadosh Baruch that we really want it, we really desire it. Mr. Shem, that will bring the schusa, that will bring the gula shlem.